raises the question, you know, certainly Governor Cuomo last week indicated, oh, legislature's done for the year.
This is Jim Sklavounis of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Now let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan, and you're in the Hudson Cafe. Thanks so much for joining me today. I may sound a little strange, and that's because I'm actually broadcasting from home. In these troubled times, drastic measures must be taken. And so here we are at WGXC trying to keep you entertained. And rather than dwell on our technical limitations, let's move into our show. And that would be a celebration of the work of Stephen Sondheim. You know, Stephen Sondheim, the great American musical theater composer, celebrated his 90th birthday just recently, and I thought that attention must be paid. He certainly made his mark, came in the latter part of the 20th century into the 21st, following amazing composers like Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, those giants of the American musical theater really defined it. And then Stephen came along and he redefined it. He pushed it forward. He really broke new ground. He started as a lyricist. He worked with Julie Stein on Gypsy. He worked with Leonard Bernstein on West Side Story. He even worked with Richard Rodgers when Oscar Hammerstein had passed away. He composed the lyrics for a show called Do I Hear a Waltz? But when he started writing both music and lyrics, the game really changed. And he gave us so many really iconic shows. We're going to explore his music today. And of course, you could imagine my dilemma, having to choose just an hour's worth of material from his enormous body of work. But I did my best. Let's begin by talking about how timeless his work is. That's what really struck me this last week when I listened to so much of his music. These songs that were written for particular characters and particular shows really transcend time. They outlive those shows that they were written for. Like this one, written for the musical Anyone Can Whistle, a 1964 production. This is Cyril LeMay with a song for our time, With So Little to Be Sure Of.
With so little to be sure of, if there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now, and us together, all I'll ever be, I owe you. If there's anything to be, being sure enough of you makes me sure enough of me. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now and us together, it was marvelous to know you. And it's never really through. Crazy business is this life we live in. Can't complain about the time we're given. With so little to be sure of in this world, we have a moment, a marvelous moment. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now and us together, it was marvelous to know you. And it's never really through. Crazy business this life we live in. Can't complain about the time we're given. With so little to be sure of in this world, we have a moment, a marvelous moment.
Another 100 people just got off the train and came up through the ground, while another 100 people just got off the bus and are looking around. And another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us, who got off of the train and the plane and the bus, maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, the ones who stay can find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the posted walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through their friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up, or do I meet you there? Should we let it go? Did you get my message? 'Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll call you in the morning, or my service will explain. Another 100 people just got off of the train. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, some go away. Oh, they find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the posted walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through their friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up or do I meet you there? Should we let it go? Did you get my message? Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll call you in the morning, or my service will explain. Another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train.
Mandy Patinkin with A Portrait of Life in New York City, the greatest city in the world. Another 100 people is from Company, which was a concept musical, a series of vignettes about New York marriages. And so this next song seems somehow appropriate in that so many wedding plans have gone awry because of our current situation, our lockdown. And so let's go to Madeline Kahn, the wonderful comedian, who sang this particular song at a Carnegie Hall concert celebration of Stephen Sondheim.
Clear the hall, 'cause I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. you go. Look, you know I adore you all, but why watch me die like a Eliza on the ice? Look, perhaps I'll collapse in the apse right before you. Also take back the cake, burn the shoes, and boil the rice. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to faint. So if you want to see me faint, I'll do it happily, but wouldn't it be funnier to go and watch a funeral? So thank you for the 27 dinner plates, 37 butter knives, 47 paperweights, 57 candleholders. I am not getting married.
Amen.
See, I'm not getting married.
Amen.
But I'm not getting married.
Amen.
Still, I'm not getting married.
Amen.
Let us pray that we're not getting married.
Amen.
That was from a 1966 television project called Evening Primrose. Well, this next song, written for the film Dick Tracy, goes out to everyone living alone during this time of self-quarantine.
In the trees, high above the briars, live alone and like it. I do whatever I please when my heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That's my only motto, free of obligations, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why? Is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. I can have the moon, but I don't have to have it night and day anyway.
sight. What I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it, that's the answer for me. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me. Hoo-doo-doo-doo-dee. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me.
Well, in 1971, a year after Company, Sondheim gave us another sensational show, Follies. And some of the same people were involved. Hal Prince directed both Company and Follies, and Michael Bennett choreographed them. And what stays with me from that original Follies production is the austere set. It was cavernous. And the crumbling vaudeville theater, it created a mood that threw a spotlight on each performer and their memories of their glory days. Here's Julie Wilson with one of those memorable tunes.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression, was I depressed? Nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've been through Gandhi, Windsor, and Wally's affair, and I'm here. Amos and Andy, Mahjong and platinum hair, but I'm here. I got through AB's Irish Rose, 5 Dion Babies, Major Bose, had heebie-jeebies for BB's bathosphere. I live through Brenda Fraser, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rest cures, religion and pills, but I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie tool, got through it stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school. That seems clear. Still, someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black Sable one day, next day it goes into Hawk, but I'm here. Top Billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First, you're another's slow eye vamp, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs, and I'm here. I've gotten through, hey lady, aren't you who's this? Wow, what a shocker you were. Or better yet, sorry, I thought you were. Who says, whatever happened to her? Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer. But I'm here! I've run the gamut, A to Z. Three cheers and damn it, say la vie! I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I've been there, and I'm here. Look who's here, I'm still here.
Loving you is not a choice, it's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live and I would die for you. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life.
An unmistakable voice, Johnny Mathis, with a song from Passion, a show I regret not seeing. Well, I wanted to point out one of my favorite lyrics that Stephen Sondheim is responsible for. You know, there are many musicals that have that I'm getting out of here moment. I think you know what I mean. In Sweet Charity, there's got to be some life better than this. And in Funny Girl, we've got Don't Rain on My Parade. Well, in Gypsy, with music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and performed by Patti LuPone, I give you Some People.
Anybody that stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out! Some people can get a thrill. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom, living life in energy. For some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. All about June in the Orpheum circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, Rose, get yourself some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent, and in jig time you'll be being booked in the big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Then I'll get it someplace else. But I'll get it and get my kids out. Goodbye to Blueberry Point. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the Shriners I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts. Got the dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people.
Iconic, that's all I could say. And what else would you expect listening to WGXC Community Radio 90.7 on your FM dial and streaming at WGXC.org? You're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan, broadcasting from home. You know, at this point in time, we're witnessing the importance of community radio and its ability to bring us together, offering us not only valuable information during this pandemic, but strength and empathy for our community. So give us a hand. Become a sustaining member. Go to our website, WGXC.org, and click on Donate. We're here with community news, conversation, speculation, music, and entertainment. Help us do what we do. And speaking of contributing to your community, in Hudson right now, the youth department is feeding families in need. They are providing hundreds of meals every week. They have truly stepped up to the proverbial plate. I would like you to support them through their webpage. If you Google Youth Department, City of Hudson, you'll see on their main page what they are doing and how you can contribute. If you want to do something for your neighbors, this is it. They're doing an amazing, amazing thing. You know, in this horrible time that we're living through, we need to reach out and help each other every way we can. It's very difficult to do that because of our physical limitations. But the Hudson Youth Department is really contributing an enormous amount to the community right now, and I salute them. So Google Hudson Youth Department, you'll find their main page, and support them. You'll be supporting the community of Hudson, your neighbors, your friends. Okay, well, I hope you're enjoying our celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday. As I mentioned earlier, did I mention that I'd asked a few friends for Sondheim suggestions? And I got a few good ones. Of course, I can't play them all. One friend wanted me to play Send in the Clowns, but there are so many clowns present at the moment in our federal government that I don't think we need any more. I'll save that for another show. My friend Robert Montgomery had sent me a few suggestions, and he particularly wanted this song. It's the Act One finale from Sunday in the Park with George. It's when George Surratt's masterpiece, Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Chatte, comes together. It's a magical moment, and Robert said that It must be included so that he could have a good cry. I know exactly what you mean, Robert. So this one's for you. Such beautiful music. We're celebrating Stephen Sondheim today. It was just his 90th birthday. Attention must be paid. You know, Sondheim sometimes shocks his audience into sympathizing with his villains, like in Assassins, where he gives John Wilkes Booth, he gives him a beautiful ballad explaining why he killed the president. It's astounding because all of a sudden you go, oh, that's why you did it. Well, in Sweeney Todd, especially in this number, when Mrs. Lovett, played by Angela Lansbury, gets us to enjoy the idea of making meat pies from Sweeney Todd's victims, the same sentiment occurs. Here's Len Cariou and Angela from the original 1979 Broadway production of Sweeney Todd, A Little Priest.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad has... Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha! Huh.
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better, using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and a happy practical and yet appropriate waste. As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it. Lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their
pies? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd? What, Mr. Todd? What is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean, though of course it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir, look close up, you'll notice it grosser.
Looks thicker, more like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser, it's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now, let me see. We've got Tinker.
No. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. try the financier, pick up his career.
That looks pretty rank.
While he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no. This isn't fiddle player, it's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's Fop, finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician so oily, he'll serve with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Trail a fryer, fried a dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
Highborn and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Oh, they're diabolical, indeed. Well, this next song is from Merrily We Roll Along, and it somehow seemed appropriate to these times.
What do you say, old friend, make it okay, old friend, give an old friendship a break. Why so grim, we're going on forever, you, me, him, too many lives are at stake. Friends, this long has to mean something strong. So if our old friend's wrong, shouldn't an old friend come through? It's us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us, who's like us?
Them few.
Charlie, why can't it be like it was? I liked it the way that it was. Charlie, you and me, we were nicer then. We were nice, kids and cities and trees were nice, everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care. Look at us, Charlie. Nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. Help me stop remembering then. Don't you remember? It was good, it was really good. Help me out, Charlie. Make it like it was. It was better, Charlie, we both know it.
But we're not the three of us anymore. Now we're one and one and one.
Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easier then. Trouble is, Charlie, that's what everyone does. Blames the way it is. On the way it was, on the way it never, ever was.
Merrily we roll along. I am proud to count myself among the few that actually saw the original cast production of that show. It was quite wonderful. I wanted to mention that I'm not going to play Losing My Mind because it's just a little too close to how we're all feeling right now, wouldn't you say? And I'm leaving out so many other favorites. I think I have to do Sondheim Part Deux. I think that will be coming up in the not-too-distant future. At any rate, I have to include this one. This is Bernadette Peters, again from Company. You know, I hadn't realized there were so many great songs in Company until I started putting the show together. Bernadette Peters sang this at her Carnegie Hall benefit concert for the gay men's health crisis during the last pandemic. That was AIDS, as we all remember only too well. And it seems appropriate today. The song is Being Alive.
Sometimes certain songs hit a chord with you, and for me, I really feel connected to the songs that are coming up. Too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep.
Oh, yes, she deserves every bit of that applause. Bernadette Peters. Well, I think we will go out with a selection from Into the Woods, because we're all in the woods right now. This is the finale. And we're finding our way through those woods, aren't we? And we will. We will emerge. We will emerge with a greater appreciation of just about everything. I cannot wait to hug you. This is Maria Manhattan. Stay safe. Keep your distance. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. And we'll get through this. And try to keep your humor. And be kind. I'll see you next time.
Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
How can I go about being a father with no one to mother my child?
Just calm the child.
Yes, calm the child.
Look, tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother, you'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone. Hold him to the light now. Let him see the glow. Things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, a far-off kingdom, there lived a young maiden.
Careful the things you say. Children will listen. Careful the things you do. Children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn.